Unit 3. Leadership. Leadership. Part 1. Lead-in activities. Task 1. Complete the following paragraphs according to the recording you have just heard. In many respects, professional business services are a bright spot for women in the workforce. Women now comprise more than 40% of employees in services such as consulting, finance, and private equity, far more than in the past. This trend is likely to continue, since women now earn more than 50% of higher education degrees in the U.S. But few such gains are apparent in the leadership of professional service firms. Men continue to dominate the top ranks of nearly every big firm. Fewer than 1% of professional services firm CEOs are women, and corporate America isn't doing much better. Only 7.6% of top-earning positions in Fortune 500 companies are held by women. This gender imbalance in the executive suites is costing firms money. Companies that fail to retain and promote women to top leadership positions experience a significant drain on resources and talent. They must bring in new employees to balance the outflow of women, and they must reach deeper into the remaining ranks to fill management positions. Perhaps because of such factors, the benefits of retaining women leaders are significant. One study found that companies with the highest female representation in top management positions achieved returns on equity 35% higher than companies with the lowest female representation. One reason why women fail to reach the top management positions of professional services firm is that they face a set of challenges not typically encountered by men. What strategies have the most successful women adopted to navigate these obstacles? To find out, we conducted in-depth interviews with 19 of the most senior women in consulting, private equity, and finance, and asked them this question. These women averaged more than 15 years of experience in their respective industries. 16 of them held the highest professional title in their firm, and 5 have served on their firm's executive committee. All of them offered reflections and advice on the strategies that got them to the top of the pyramid. One fundamental conclusion is that there is no magic strategy. Each individual developed a set of strategies tailored to her career ambitions, situation, and personality. Furthermore, many of the women recognized that their strategies evolved over time as new challenges arose and elements in their lives changed.